Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. I want to welcome you to our show as we look at world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ at the rapture of the church. Well, folks, we want to welcome all of you to our show today. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries, and I want to welcome all of you for tuning into our show today as we look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. We look forward to coming to you every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in every single week, taking 45 minutes out of your weekend to join us here on Today in Bible Prophecy Radio with August Rosado. And then, of course, you know, you can watch the videos that we upload on YouTube. Every single week we upload a video on YouTube of the audio broadcast of our show Today in Bible Prophecy Radio. So I want to thank all of the YouTube viewers and YouTube subscribers who look at our videos every single week. Now, if our videos have been a blessing to you, and if you feel that God is using these videos to bless you and help you in your understanding of Bible prophecy, then, hey, please give us a shout-out. Let us know. You can put a comment on the YouTube comments box there, or you can send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. And I want to thank all of you for leaving such wonderful, kind comments that our Bible teaching, our videos have been a blessing to you. You know, I mean, you can even call into the radio show you want. We don't really get any much calls at all. A lot of emails and stuff like that, but not really much calls. I guess people are just a little bit too phone shy to be heard on internet radio around the country. But, you know, you can always call into the broadcast with a question. That is during the live broadcast. If you're watching this YouTube video, this isn't live, okay? But if you listen every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call in live during that time with a prophecy question. We even have a toll-free number, 1-877-659-8944. 1-877-659-8944. And you can call in with a prophecy question, or you can send me a question via email. Again, that email address, todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit my website, www.todayinbibleprophecy.org. While you're there, sign up for our newsletters. They go out every single week, and you'll be blessed by our newsletters, the news reports that we put on there, my speaking schedule, where we're going to be at next, maybe at a church near you. And so you can keep up to date with us, with our ministry, and see what is going on. Of course, tomorrow, which would be November the 29th, I will be preaching at Victory Baptist Church in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. I will be speaking during the 9:30 a.m. Sunday school and the 10:15 a.m. morning worship. So if you live in Fairhaven or New Bedford, Acushnet, or any of those surrounding areas, why don't you come on out to Victory Baptist Church on Sunday? I will be preaching on current world events in light of biblical prophecy. It's like going back home, because even though I live in Lincoln, Rhode Island, which is over the border, you know, from Massachusetts, I was born and raised in New Bedford, Massachusetts. My roots are there. Some of my family are still living there. And so I always look forward to going back to that area. Brings back a whole lot of memories for me. But I will be there Sunday morning for Sunday school and the Sunday morning service at Victory Baptist Church. Dennis Barrett is the pastor, and we always look forward to being with him and his people. And we're looking forward to seeing what God is going to do tomorrow. We'd love to have you join us. I'd love to meet you, see some familiar faces, make some new friends. And so I hope and pray that you decide to join us Sunday morning, November 29th, at Victory Baptist Church in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Don't forget, you can also catch me on the social network. I am on Facebook, simply August Rosado. Send me a Facebook friend request, and you can keep up with me on that. Also, I am on Twitter. You can find me at August Rosado, August Rosado, Bible underscore prophecy. August Rosado, Bible underscore prophecy. And then you can also find me on LinkedIn, simply Evangelist August Rosado. And you can follow me on those three social networks. Also, folks, I'm going to be leaving for Israel December the 6th. I will be gone for about 2.5 weeks. We'll be there for December 6th through the 24th next month. And, folks, we really need your prayers because Dr. Todd Baker, who's a friend of mine who lives in Dallas, Texas, he is also the theologian consultant for Zola Levitt Ministries there in Dallas, Texas, and he is also the pastor of a Messianic congregation there in Dallas, Texas, Shalom Shalom Messianic Congregation, and he is also the founder and president of Brit Chadasha Ministries. And Todd is a theologian, good Bible teacher, great friend of mine. We were with him in Israel. I was with him in Israel this past June for 2.5 weeks. We had an opportunity of passing out 78 complete Hebrew Bibles, Old and New Testament, and we had the opportunity to lead 2 Jewish men to the Lord and 1 Arab lady to the Lord. Now, Todd was out there, I believe it was in September. No, actually, it was in October. And he notified me that when he was out there, he led a Jewish lady to the Lord. They passed about 120 complete Hebrew Bibles, again, Old and New Testament. Todd and I are going out there December 6th through the 23rd, pass out roughly maybe 70 to 75 complete Hebrew Bibles, and to share the gospel one-on-one with the Jewish people and the Arab people as well in Israel. Folks, we really do need not only your prayers. Your prayers are first and foremost, and I really covet your prayers for Dr. Todd Baker and myself, who will go to Israel next month. But we also need some financial support for this Israel missions outreach as well. If you can help with any support, whether it's small or whether it's big, if you have a heart for the Jewish people, if you have a love for the Jewish people, if you want to have a hand in helping us share the gospel of Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, with the Jewish people, then I would encourage you to go to the GoFundMe website. It's GoFundMe. I believe it's GoFundMe.com. And when you're on that website, just type in the search engine, Israel Missions Outreach. And you'll see my name, August Rosado. And you could type in what amount you would like to give toward this missions outreach. The first 10 days of this missions outreach is already paid for. There are 8 days that we need to take care of. So far, about $1,250 has come in. We need another $1,950 to cover the last 8 days of the tour. 18 days out there, passing out all those Bibles, it's going to take longer than just 10 days. That's why we go there for 18 days. So if you could help us out with that, whether you're listening live on the broadcast or the archive broadcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, we really need your help. And you will have a hand in helping us win the Jewish people to the Lord and Arab people as well. Get a Bible in their hands. Go to the GoFundMe page website and then punch in the search engine on the GoFundMe page, Israel Missions Outreach. That's going to be me. Israel Missions Outreach. And your donation, whether big or small, will help us in covering for those last 8 days in Israel, passing all those Bibles, having one-on-one opportunity, and sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the Jewish Messiah of Israel, to the precious Jewish people, the apple of God's eye, his chosen people, as well as the Arab people. Hey, Jesus died for the sins of all mankind, both Jew and Gentile. And we want to have that opportunity to go back to Israel again and share the gospel with the Jewish people and the Arab people. Put a Bible in their hand. So pray about what God will have you to do. And I want to thank you so much in advance. Finally, our trip to Israel is coming up March 14th through the 24th, 2016. This will be an 11-day Bible prophecy tour. We are looking to take between 15 and 20 people to come to Israel with us. Keep it nice and small and personal for everybody. I want to encourage you to join my wife, Patty, and I in the Holy Land for 11 days, including Petra in southern Jordan. That's included in the price. And I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location there in Israel and in Petra in southern Jordan. So if you're interested or you want more, if you have any questions, send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. If you would like a return phone call back, you're not going to get a secretary, you're going to get me. And I will call you back with any questions with any answers that you're looking for to your questions. And so we'd love to have you join us on this Bible prophecy tour of the Holy Land. If you're ready to go and you want to go with us, then call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel. Their website, christiantourstoisrael.com, or you can call our tour operator, Eyal Evan, and their toll-free number is 1-888-300-3038. 1-888-300-3038. Let our tour agent, Eyal Evan, know that you want to join me, August Rosado, there in Israel for the Bible Prophecy Tour of the Holy Land. March 14th through the 24th, 2016. And we would love to have you join us on the Bible Prophecy Tour of the Holy Land. Folks, what I want to do right now is get into the first news, well, actually the only news subject that I have of the day, but this one's pretty interesting. And what I want to talk about today on the show is, are we on the brink of World War III? Are we on the brink of World War III? And before we answer that question, let me read something from the Word of God, out of Revelation chapter 6, and verses 1 and 2, where it says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now, folks, with the Middle East and the world situation spiraling out of control, many people are asking the question, are we on the brink of World War III? Now, when we think of world wars, we think of World War I, we think of World War II. World War I was from 1914 to 1990, and it was estimated that close to 9 million people died on the battlefield during World War I between 1914 and 1990. And then we think about World War II, which was from 1939 to 1945. And, of course, that involved multiple nations coming up against the Nazi regime. And it was estimated that 60 million people lost their lives between 1939 and 1945. Right now, it is estimated, currently right now, as you're listening or watching this broadcast, that there are right now 153 known conflicts going on in the world right now. The Middle East has become a powder keg and the epicenter of most of these known conflicts, from terrorism to civil conflict. The biggest war right now, folks, is in Syria with their three-year civil conflict. For the past 3 years, Syria has been in a civil war with Bashar al-Assad still laying hold to power. But during the past 3 years, it's estimated that over 250,000 Syrians have lost their lives in this conflict. 250,000 people have died. We're talking men, women, and children have lost their lives in this Syrian conflict. Foreign nations are involved in this Syrian conflict, which are keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Bashar al-Assad is supported by Russia, Iran, as well as Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, which is a proxy of Iran, founded by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in 1982. And it was Hezbollah that started a 34-day war with Israel. But we're talking major players in Bible prophecy here. Lebanon, spoken of in Psalm 83, is one of the nations, the Arab nations, that will come up against Israel. Russia is the Gog, the Magog, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse number 2. Syria is the king of the north in Daniel 11, verse number 40, who will join the king of the south, Egypt, in attacking Israel in the end times. So we're looking at major players here in light of biblical prophecy. The Syrian opposition fighting Assad is supported by the United States, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey. Turkey is also a major player in Bible prophecy, also in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse number 2. They're known as Meshach Tubal, and then in Ezekiel 38:6, Gomer and Togarmah. Those were the four main areas in biblical times that make up what is today modern-day Turkey. And now we see Turkey is in the news. We all know what happened there. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But the Syrian opposition regime fighting Bashar al-Assad to overthrow him and the government is being supported by the United States, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, France, Britain. And then, of course, we know the Kurds. And, of course, the Kurds in biblical times were the Medes. You know, the Medes and the Persians. The Medes in ancient times are the modern-day Kurds today. The Kurds are supported, again, by the United States, Canada, Britain, France, and we know the Salafists are partially supported by Turkey as well as ISIS. Now, some say that we have moved closer to World War III when Turkey recently shot down a Russian fighter jet, when Turkey claimed that this Russian jet violated Turkish airspace. And now, folks, there is a serious war of words between Turkey and Russia. So we do see that things in the Middle East are indeed heating up. Just this past January, this year, 2015, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists just moved the hand of the doomsday clock to 3 minutes before midnight. Can you imagine that? They moved it 3 minutes before midnight. Now, according to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, they said the world is 3 minutes away from doomsday. You know, it's interesting that in 2012, the hands on the doomsday clock were 5 minutes away. And now here we are in 2015, and they moved the hand up 3 minutes before midnight. Now, according to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, this is what they said. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists doesn't use the clock, the doomsday clock, to make any real doomsday prediction. Rather, the clock is a visual metaphor to warn the public about how close the world is to a potentially civilization-ending catastrophe. Each year, the magazine's board analyzes threats to humanity's survival to decide where the doomsday clock hands should be set. Now, folks, these guys are not theologians. They're not Bible prophecy teachers. This is a secular organization. So you know that they have no agenda here. There's no bias there. They're not making a mountain out of a molehill. Because of the world situation and the danger of nuclear war, they put their hands up from 5 minutes to 3 minutes to midnight. The Revelation in chapter 6 lays out this apocalyptic third world war scenario, if you will. We find the same parallels given by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24. When you compare Matthew 24 and Revelation chapter 6, folks, they are synonymous. They are parallel one to another. Matthew 24 deals with the tribulation period. Revelation 6 begins with the tribulation. In Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, the Lord Jesus gives us an end-time scenario. Matthew 24 is known as the Olivet Discourse. This was given 2 days before the crucifixion. Jesus is giving his disciples events that will happen before his second coming. There is no rapture in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 deals with the tribulation and the second coming. Matthew 25 is a continuation of the Olivet Discourse, and Matthew 25 deals with the kingdom. Matthew 24, the tribulation and the second coming, and Matthew 25, a continuation of the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 25 deals with the kingdom. But Matthew 24 and Revelation chapter 6 are indeed parallel. Revelation 6 records the breaking of the sealed judgments by Jesus himself, not by Satan, not by man, by the Lord Jesus. You know, those who hold to the pre-wrath wrath of you say that, you know, the first half of the tribulation is the wrath of man, the wrath of Satan, and then maybe one-fourth of the last 3.5 years is the wrath of God. So it's like, you know, it's like 6 years of the tribulation is the wrath of man and the wrath of Satan, and maybe 1 year or maybe 1.5 years left of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period is the wrath of God. Folks, that's not even biblical. Jesus Christ, in the opening of the sealed judgments that begin the tribulation period, it's the wrath of God. That's Revelation chapter 6, verse 17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? So Revelation 6 records the breaking of the sealed judgments by Jesus himself. It is Christ's judgment, believers of the earth. Now what we need to understand is that the purpose of the tribulation period is threefold. It's to bring unbelieving Israel to repentance. That's Romans 11:26. So all Israel shall be saved. That happens at the second coming, not the rapture, second coming of Jesus back to this earth. The rapture and the second coming are separated by a 70th period described as the tribulation period, or Daniel's 70th week of prophecy, that 1 week in Daniel 9:27 that is still future, that is yet to be fulfilled. So the purpose of the tribulation is to bring unbelieving Israel to repentance. Romans 11:26. To punish unbelievers for their sin and rejection of the Lord Jesus, that's Revelation 3:10. Jesus said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. That's the tribulation period. Jesus Christ promises to keep the church from that hour of temptation. He said, I will keep thee from. He didn't say, I'm going to take you out of, or I'll see you through it. He said, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. That's the tribulation. To come upon all the world, not the church, the world, to try not us, the church, but to try them, the unregenerate, the unbelievers, the Christ rejectors, them who dwell on the earth. And then third, to put an end to Gentile world power. That would be Daniel chapter number 2. The four mountain peaks of Bible prophecy in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapters 2, 7, 9, and 11. 2, the times of the Gentiles. Chapter 7, the Antichrist. Chapter 9, the 70 weeks of prophecy. Chapter 11, the alignment of nations that will one day come up against the Jewish state of Israel. Those are the four mountain peaks of Bible prophecy. The opening of the sealed judgments result in catastrophic wars and plagues on humanity, resulting in millions around the world dying at that time. You know, when we look at Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 3, verse number 2, the opening of the first seal results in the white horse riding the world. The false Messiah, this would be the Antichrist. The opening of the first seal by Jesus introduces to the world the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Remember, folks, don't confuse this white, this rider on the white horse, don't confuse him in Revelation 6, 2 with the rider on the white horse in Revelation 19, 11. Two different riders on two different white horses. The rider here in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, is the false Messiah coming into the world. The rider on the white horse in Revelation 19:11 takes place at the end of the tribulation period. That's the true Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ coming back to this earth. So the opening of the first seal by Jesus introduces the world to the false Messiah, the Antichrist. Notice that he has a crown on his head. He has a bow. But guess what's missing? what accompanied the bolt? Arrows. There are no mention of arrows. He has a crown on his head. He has a bow, but there's no arrow. Why no arrow? Because he claims to be a man of peace. He looks to bring peace to the world, not a true peace. That will be accomplished by the Prince of Peace himself, the Lord Jesus. This will be a pseudo peace. The opening of the second seal unleashes the red horse upon the earth, representing global war and men killing each other. That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. The opening of the third seal results in a black horse riding that represents famine, global starvation, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. A penny in Roman times would be a denarius, and that would represent a day's wages. Then there is the opening of the fourth seal. The opening of the fourth seal brings death to one-fourth of the world's population through sword. That would be war. Through famine, global starvation, plague, and the beast of the earth, animal attack upon humanity. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Like I said, folks, there is a parallel between Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. You compare those passages together between Matthew 24 and Revelation 6, and you will see that the Lord Jesus and John the Apostle, 2,000 years ago, talking about the same thing, the same event. Jesus, the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, and then some maybe 50 years later, John is on the Isle of Patmos, and he is pretty much confirming what Jesus was talking about in the Olivet Discourse. One-fourth of humanity is killed just by the seal judgments. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 8, it says, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth." So one-fourth of humanity is killed just by the seal judgments. 7 billion people on the earth today. Take one-fourth of 7 billion people today. Folks, we're looking at 1.5 billion, with a B, 1.5 billion people. Then we get to the trumpet judgments in Revelation chapter number 9. One-fourth of humanity is killed just by the trumpet judgments. When we go to Revelation chapter 9, and verse number 15, it says, "And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay a third part of man." 200 million men army. There could be 200 million demons in human form, or demons who are possessing a 200 million man army come across the dried up Euphrates River, coming from the east, bringing death to one-third of humanity. Revelation 6, 8 says, one-fourth of humanity is killed. And now Revelation 9, 15 says, another one-third, another 1.5 billion people are killed. And yet Revelation 9, 18 tells us this, by these three was a third part of men killed, brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. Revelation 9:18 says that by these three, the four demonic angels loosed out of the Euphrates River, a 200 million man army, or demonically possessed army, or 200 million demons come across the Euphrates River, and the fire and the smoke and the brimstone, by these three were the third part of men killed. You know, it's interesting that in the recent news, King Abdullah of Jordan said this, and I quote, the only way to defeat ISIS is a world war, to bring Muslims, Christians, and other religions together to fight ISIS. It's interesting, he says, it's going to take a World War III to destroy ISIS. That means bringing in all the religions, all the military world together to defeat ISIS. Why he mentioned Christians, I really don't know. But that's where it seems to be going right now in terms of military conflict taking place in the Middle East. What we see in the world right now, folks, is in lockstep with what the Jewish prophets and the Jewish apostles foretold. Daniel and Ezekiel, 2,500 years ago, foretold these events that are unfolding right before our very eyes, right now. Jesus and John in the book of Revelation foretold these things some 2,000 years ago. The world senses that something major is about to happen with apocalyptic proportions. You know, you look at TV networks like the History Channel and Discovery. They have documentaries about the end times, the book of Daniel, and the book of Revelation. Jesus himself said that when we see Bible prophecy being fulfilled in its early stages, he said he's about to return, 21:28. And when you see these things, what things? Prophecy being fulfilled in its early stages. When you see these things begin to come to pass, he says, look up. Lift up your head to your redemption. Draw us nigh. Folks, we live in a very dangerous world with sinful humanity displaying its very worst. It's because of man's sinful, fallen nature that we are prone to violence. We are prone to kill. We are prone to steal. We are prone to lie. It's because of that Adamic nature that we possess. It's interesting that from Genesis chapter 1 through Genesis chapter number 3, the world was under a theocracy. That's when God ruled the world. That's when God ruled over his creation, and his creation embraced and accepted his rule. But when man fell in Genesis chapter number 3, that theocracy changed to a Satanocracy. We are under a Satanocracy right now, the rule of Satan. That began in Genesis chapter 3, and it will go all the way through Revelation chapter number 19. We are now under a Satanocracy. Satan is the prince and the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. He's the god of this world, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. We are right now under a Satanocracy. Satan is the ruler of this world, which is why we see humanity at its worst. Man is not the enemy. Satan is the enemy. Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is the ruler of this world. But in Revelation chapter 19 through Revelation 22, a theocracy will once again be implemented when Jesus will defeat the satanic trinity of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And this will happen at his second coming. And then the Bible says he will establish a kingdom for 1,000 years. So a theocracy will once again be implemented. Both with these events, the rapture of the church could happen at any moment, even today. And all I can say to that, folks, is Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folks, as I bring this broadcast to a close, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm here to tell you that today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow could be too late. Jesus Christ could return at any moment. And I would not want you to be left behind. You're either one heartbeat away from going to hell, or one trumpet's on the way. from being left behind. Don't be left behind. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, well, you can pray and say something like this: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you shed your precious blood for me, and that you were buried, and you rose again from the dead 3 days later. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn from my sins. I acknowledge my sin to you. And I ask you to come and save me today. I want to be ready, Lord Jesus, for your soon return. I want to be ready for either death, or I want to be ready for the rapture of the church. Jesus, thank you for saving me today. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for shedding your precious blood for me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know that you prayed that prayer and that you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And I want to rejoice with you. If you're interested in any of our ministry materials, again, go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.com. If you want to know more about our trip to Israel, again, visit my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Or you can go to the Christian Tours to Israel website. Just let them know that you want to join me in Israel, August Rosado, for the Bible Prophecy Tour of the Holy Land. Let them know that you want to join us there in Israel. Call Eyal Evan, our tour agent, toll-free, 1-888-300-3038. Let them know you want to join me in the Holy Land. And, of course, we'd love to have you join us in the land of Israel. Well, folks, this is August Rosado for Today in Bible Prophecy Ministry saying, keep looking up, Jesus is coming soon. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, but I'll tell you one thing, it's coming, it's indeed.